Let's pause there for a moment while I introduce our next presenter. If we're about looking at creativity for children, whether it be in a museum setting like it is here or in a workshop like it was over there at the Mission Science Workshop, Kelly is, I think, adept at finding the kid that's still in all of us. And I think that's all I need to say, because she's going to entertain you with some amazing images of people that you would never expect to be doing what you're going to see happening. So please give a very warm welcome to Kelly Wainwright. Okay. You're on.
Okay. I am obsessed with play, with vibrant yet classically simple imagery in juxtaposed contexts. Thousands of people riding on bouncy balls, taking over Market Street. All of Wall Street stopping for 3 seconds to dance a jig. I needed to start somewhere to make any or all of this tangible. Bed jumping was where I wanted to begin. Cape Town called to me as such a fertile place to start. I'd been playing with play, and I wanted and needed to take things to a larger scale. Bed jumping is classic and seems pretty universal. The concept involved taking the bed to different contexts that you wouldn't expect to heighten the point. Let's say you're taking the BART to work again on your 321st day in a row. No one is talking to each other. Everyone is listening to their iPod and texting on their phone. Humdrum, Groundhog's Day. You're busy thinking about the phone calls you'll have to make, etc. And then when you step outside the train, right in the middle of the financial district, there are three businessmen in suits, jumping on a bed, laughing hysterically. All of a sudden, you're taken back. You also remember having no cares in the world. You also remember being so excited to wake up every morning and play. The same is true with the businessmen. The same is true for Asian tourists at Table Mountain. Chefs and the waitstaff from a local restaurant, Zimbabwean bead workers, Muslim kids in the street. Yes, we were all born babies, and we were all kids once who shared the simple joy of jumping on a bed. And I don't care which context we came from, be it a shack in Johannesburg or a palace in Dubai. We are all humans, babies, kids who like to play, who are all now dressed in different colors with different stories for the world. But wouldn't it be lovely if we could all take a moment and get back on that bed, remember our commonality and our shared playfulness? The bed represents joy, a common thread of humanity. Still, you might be wondering why a bed. Here's some attempt to break it down. From an artistic standpoint, I am merging flash mob with live installation with photography. I am always throwing in a rather unexpected angle through a juxtaposed context. For example, one doesn't normally see a bed on a hotel lawn. This only amplifies the simple beauty. It breaks it down to the bare bones of joy, play, beauty, and abundance. From a philosophical standpoint, the bed represents all of humanity, tying us all together, breaking down all racial, economic, age, weight, and mental barriers. It ties garbage men to Madonna and fishermen to supermodels. We are all humans experiencing life on Earth. We all came into this world in the same way and will all similarly leave it. In the meantime, for half a second, we can be reminded of our similarity by jumping on the bed. This project visually screams what our hearts are craving for daily and dares us to dive into. Pure and simple joy and play, despite any and all of our differences in socioeconomic backgrounds and or stigmas or hesitations about jumping on beds and all that that may represent or imply. The lady you're about to see in the middle is my hero. She had fun one day showing my daughter the teeth and gills of a fish on the beach. She started telling us both about how she surf skis at 83. She also ended up telling us the street that she lives on. Immediately after she left, I thought, I must go find her again. I went hunting for her with success. I saw a domestic worker outside what could have been her house, and bingo, I got it on the first try. The minute I asked her to jump in her swimming costume with some similar age friends, she couldn't stop thanking me for asking her. The other ladies in the shot are equally as amazing. One abseils, parachutes, and hikes avidly. One is an international ballroom dancer and community table tennis player at 87. One boogie boards and does big game fishing in Mozambique. This project is about real people. Speaking of real people, this is Archbishop Desmond Tutu jumping with some local kids. I never really thought about this as political. However, I see this as a gesture of peace, to be somewhat cliche. But I have these visions of an Israeli jumping on the bed next to a shot of a Palestinian doing the same, reiterating the point that we are all simply people. We're all babies turned children turned ice fishermen, cheerleaders, and Nobel Peace Prize winners. Somewhere, at the end of the day, it seems to me that my project is definitely expressing its own version of Ubuntu, which means I am what I am because of who we all are. In a nutshell, from the get-go, I have always felt that though we are giving a percentage of our proceeds to a nonprofit in Cape Town, this project is for everyone. The audience is humanity. Inevitably, the grumpy fisherman cannot erase the smile on his face once he starts jumping. The 83-year-old woman who jumped on my bed was emphatically thanking me for asking her to do it, though I was emphatically thanking her. For me, this project is warming, healing, fun, light, fresh, empowering, provocative, and needed, like a hot soak or a refreshing cold plunge as needed for all of us. I captured 11 bed jump shots in Cape Town with four local photographers, capturing the likes of Archbishop Tutu in his boardroom, amongst other quintessential Cape Townians in their own context. I recently worked with local photographers from Madison, Wisconsin to capture quintessential Americana jumping on the bed from the small town I grew up in, all in their own site-specific locations. The final images from this series are yet to be released, but a large part of this project is the process, so I'm giving you a few of these behind-the-scenes shots as well. My ultimate goal is to make a book with a book launch with one or multiple auctions of large-scale limited edition prints with a percentage going to the charity. I am currently looking for funding to finish shooting the project stateside, if not more global. Still to be captured are Dolly Parton at Dollywood, Pie Social Ladies, Chinese Ladies in Chinatown, Taco Truck Workers, RV Campers, the Oakland Raiders, and the Dalai Lama, just to name a few. I sometimes find it a bit hard to explain my project in a nutshell. Some may say, it's about joy, it's about play. Yes, those things are involved, for sure. But in a sense, it's more about, pinch me, I'm alive. It's about remembering, being reminded, that life is more than a 9-to-5, more than the rigmarole, the mundane, health insurance, and surely more than one simple survival. It's about remembering our pulse. I've often said, my intent is to take something simple like a leaf or a carrot or a fat lady's bum and give it the glory it deserves. It's about the celebration, about taking something simple that may have become everyday and remembering its glory. John Foster Pedley, professor at the Graduate School of Business at the University of Cape Town, asks his students, how many of you can sing? Maybe two of the people raise their hands. He then asks, imagine you're five. How many of you can sing? Of course, everyone raises their hands. This is freedom. This is beauty. This is perspective. This is empowerment. This is a room full of happy individuals, alive, ready to sing at the top of their lungs. This is remembering what it feels like to be inspired.